KX, mobile.
And Z9V, mobile.
Where are you at right now?
Hill Slide, just come out of the second cattle chute.
Pulling up to the red light down here on 414.
This is a bad spot for this rate feeder for some reason right here. Can you say that again?
I hear it, 414. And 25, the red light.
Okay. Dent last night?
58 last night.
The numbers can fluctuate. I noticed on Wednesdays, I think Gary gets like 50, 56 sometimes.
Numbers have been really fluctuating lately. I mean, some nights you don't get barely 30 check-ins, and then some nights you're over 50, 60 check-ins.
Judging from Lawrenceville, yeah, it might be winding down a little bit.
I think most of it's because everybody wants new prices for their old stuff.
Shiny, fancy new stuff doesn't necessarily mean it works better than the old stuff, but, you know, people want to turn the dial and see the numbers roll. They don't want to look at the numbers and see the numbers moving.
The difference, but I mean, like some of the stuff we looked at Saturday, it was what you could buy a new one for. Or it was so high, and then they don't even make that radio anymore. You get parts for it, and, you know, if you're lucky, you can find parts for it.
People who buy that kind of stuff, you know, they'll like, I used to have one of those. I really like that. I think I want another one. Otherwise, they pretty much sit.
Several guys in there this weekend complaining about not being able to sell anything. I wanted to look at them and tell them, well, prices are probably the reason why. You know, you're charging more for a radio that's 30 years old than what it did new, and you can find it several other places for, you know, a quarter, three quarters to half of that price. And, you know, that's just the way things are going to be.
It's wanting too much. I can't afford that kind of stuff. I'm going to buy it. I'm gonna buy, you know, if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I'm going to buy it new. Exactly.
That's my general rule. If I'm going to have to pay more than half of what it was new, and I can still get it new, that's generally what I want to do. KO4HKX.
NC9B.
Good morning, Leon. How was you guys' weekend?
Went down to Stone Mountain and walked around. Had a good day.
Made a date out of it. We went down Friday and spent the night. Saturday went to Stone Mountain Hamfest.
Hamfest.
Turnout it has been in the past, but it was still a good ham fest.
This is Orlando, the Hamcation. I've not been to Huntsville yet, but I think I want to do that one next.
Or for their used Justin, you could have bought it new for when it was back new.
Right, but quite a few of them.
And most about ham fest, somebody will have like a 30-year-old radio there, and they'll want more for it than it cost when it was new.
John and I were just talking about, I think that has a lot to do with why people don't go anymore.
Don't really go to Hamfest anymore.
They're fine, though. I picked up a really good deal out of Cushcraft, 13-element 2-meter beam. And, of course, that entailed a trip to the wire man, get some coax for it. But I got that kind of mounted up yesterday.
You did get a good buy on the beam. That was a good buy.
Took a lower price on it. Not be anywhere to stick those guns, but those are the Gwinnett County Ham Club guys. I said, call them up. Ask them if they'll take this for it. He got them up, gave them the price, and yeah, they'll take it. Patrick, I was telling you, mount another mast for it. put on another mast. I haven't decided. Yeah, probably put on the other mast.
I hope that it works out really good for you up there where you're at. You're going to have some good RF propagation.
You said it was a 13 element, right? Is it a 13B2?
That is it.
I'll be.
As I said, I got a point toward Charlotte.
Getting noticeable signal improvement.
I mean, real noticeable. Talked to Patrick on it.
Of course, I was getting used to the backside because I don't have a rotator yet.
Getting toward Charlotte, you probably hit me. I'm right on the way.
Rotator on it. Get it situated where I want it so I can play with it. Just start spinning that sucker all around. Very next time I hear him on here. That rate was, Patrick.
Rage gag. That's my dyslexia kicking in.
Thumb. Big thumb syndrome. Hit and see, now it'd be. Again.
Tires on my car, and we did some work around the house, and just sat around and did a whole lot of nothing, really. It was yesterday, so we got the fall planting in, and, you know, just weeded everything out, and see what else did we do, watch some TV. We went to the farmer's market Saturday, got some good stuff, and we started planning our Thanksgiving cooking.
Not done.
Can't feel like we got that much done.
I had this weekend was belly crawling underneath the house.
Coax.
The only reason I would be belly crawling under the house, yes, I was. My layup stick that I had is just going quite long enough, so I had to climb under there about 6 feet where I could grab a hold of it. Cannot be moving the Hamtrak anytime soon.
He'll be with us this morning. He's having radio problems.
Is the cigarette lighter adapter again?
Says no power to radio, so I don't know exactly what's going on. That's all he sent me in a text.
Get you before.
Yeah, mobile.
Andrew, KO4HX.
Morning, Andrew, NC9B.
And to you, JKT.
Gentlemen, hope everybody had a good weekend, at least an uneventful weekend.
Went down to Stone Mountain Saturday, volunteered over at Anchor all day Friday, so had a good weekend. It's been better in the past. People just, I don't know, they want too much for their stuff, and I don't know, we'll leave it at that.
Get time buying stuff for a few dollars cheaper just because it's used when I can buy it brand new and know that it's right out of a box.
You looked around, you found some good buys. I found a separation cable for an IC7000, which is rare as hen's teeth. And got a good buy on it, I believe. I haven't tried to make sure it works yet, but if it works, then I got a really good buy.
Good deal. Tell them about your Delta switch.
Our position Delta switch for $20.
13 element beam for inch and a quarter.
Hey.
Paid the same amount for the coax.
Coax was the expensive part, but you bought it new. It wasn't used.
I had some money at the wireman before.
I couldn't buy the cheap stuff when Patrick's down there.
Get away with the cheaper, smaller stuff, but man, if you're talking about 2 meters, you know, most of the time you need that extra little bit.
For a 2 meter beam, yeah, you probably need the extra little bit.
Yeah.
If you really need to go with some 600 coax for UHF.
You have left over the spool there, Patrick. Was that 400 or 600?
100.
How much you had left?
To be honest with you, I didn't even look at it. Forgot all about it.
Did you feel?
I didn't need the 75 feet. Probably wouldn't have hurt, but that'd be 25 feet extra because I've got a little extra on the 50 feet. So I've got enough to play around with it a little bit, moving the antenna.
When you put a rotator in there, you'll have to put a loop so you've got room for it to rotate around.
I've got a loop at the top already. Before, he had a 90 on it. I have to think about it. I don't want the 90 on there, so I pulled the 90 off.
I don't have a 90 on mine either. Mine's straight in.
Drip, little drip loop right there.
You get into it this weekend?
Since I got roped in the replacing the roof on the shed for the Boy Scout troops, it's been about 8 hours doing that. Six or eight, I can't remember now, but other than that, you know, just church on Sunday and then come home and relax best we could.
Everybody had a productive weekend then.
Got to veg out and maybe watch some TV Friday night and Saturday night, but that didn't happen.
Got my internet back. Nope, no internet. And C9V, maybe this week I'll get it.
You before long, KO4Z.
Hey, Les, how about you miss it till it's gone?
We got some rebate on our spectrum for the outage, but I don't know how much it was.
Bill, on the promise they're going to give me a rebate, so we shall see. Listen, I'm definitely going to remember how long the outage is. They owe me 1 month already.
It was KF4NXY.
David, KF4HX, hope you're enjoying that coffee.
It was good, and I done switched over to a glass of Diet Pepsi.
Coffee over to Pepsi, that's a change.
You'll still keep the caffeine kick going and to get woke up, just a little something a little different. Be on, I'll be listening. KF4NXY.
Hey, Dave, NC9B. Too bad about Ken. I guess he probably burned another fuse.
Connection up to the battery.
Cam, that's what he do. It don't take much to burn a fuse. I mean, you got a cigarette lighter plugged in and you go over a railroad track or hit a bump. Does that vibration cause the voltage to fluctuate like that and burn that fuse?
Cigarette lighter in this car, and I've been doing that for 2 years now.
Snug fit.
I've got to reach in there once in a while and plug it back in because it likes to work its way out. But, yeah, I've never blown the fuse in it. But then this is a... I don't know how much current this radio even uses at 50 watts. I think it's like 7 or 8 amps, and I think that's pretty well within the fuse rating.
Nowadays, there's a 20 amp fuse rating on that circuit, but you get to running them on 50 watts and, you know, just the right conditions, it'll blow the fuse anyway.
This car running at 50 watts, it'll burn it.
Lighter in my lease cars, but I keep the radio down so it don't pull so much. But I have had issues with the end of the plug coming off. You know, your little fuse drops out and you lose everything, and that's fun fishing out of a live 12-volt socket.
A lot of plug all burn up. It caused a lot of havoc.
Off of my exits, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 when I rip his antenna off top of the car. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HX.
Yeah, 7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. Good to hear you, NC9B.
Have a good day. Be safe. We'll talk to you later. WTUJKT.
Another radio in the truck today.
Put your radio in your truck today?
Yeah, I got it behind me, so I might do that.
Taking advantage of that cigarette lighter today.
It's correct. But I will only run it on 20 watts.
this Kenwood on medium all the time. It does a good enough job for where I'm traveling.
About here, fellas. I'm fine. Y'all have a great day. I'm going to swap out vehicles and hopefully be back here shortly. NZ9B.
See you this morning, Leon. And if nothing else, I hope you have a great day. But I should be around all day today. KO4HKX.
93, this is W2JKT. Maybe I'll still be here when you get back.
Quick question for you. I seen something on YouTube this weekend on the Ryobi power packs, the 1800 watt, that you can stack them. Any feedback on those?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of them, and they were a godsend during the hurricane.
They piqued my interest. I was kind of interested in them.
And I was able to get them for a little while before the hurricane. I'm not sure what the employee stock is right now, but I could probably grab one for you. But there's an 18 volt and a 40 volt version of it, and there's also a self-contained version of it that's just about 1.1 kilowatt hour of internal battery.
I was looking at or seen. I didn't know about the other ones. Was the internal battery ones.
I went out of stock on that one at the hurricane, but I can log into my employee portal when I get there and see if I can still get one. But yeah, it's a good unit. I've got one of the original prototypes for it from back in like 2018 when we first started it, and I use it all the time, every day. We've got this countertop that has no power outlet on it, and it's kind of like our charging station. So I leave it there. We have all the USB chargers and, you know, all the stuff for the phones and tablets and stuff on that, and it works great.
I was looking at it for my father-in-law and me too, so I might, if they're available, I might get more than one of them, depending on how much they are.
I had what they run, but I know they're like a grand or a little bit more at Home Depot, and I know the last time I looked, my employee price was not that great on it, but I'll check when I get to the office and let you know.
If you don't mind, I'd appreciate it. Try to do business with other people that are I associate with, you know, may not be directly, but try to help out where you can.
I appreciate that.
Well, Eric, I have arrived here at my first stop, so I'm going to say 7-3. I'm maybe back around one before you get out of here, but probably not. So you have a great day and good to talk to you this morning, and safe trip the rest of the way. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
And yeah, I'm going to talk to Courtney here for a second. So yeah, have a good one. We'll talk to you soon. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. W2JKT.